Hey guys, welcome back to my first ever talking about like a game podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about I Am Fish. So when I Am Fish is like a good game, like the controls are easy. Just if you're on Xbox, the left joystick is move and the right, like the camera perspective and the style, it's really good. The style's really good. You should try it out, but. So the plot of the game is a fish is trying to, escape a pet store. Some levels are different, and try to get to, the ocean, lakes, and stuff like that. It's fine if you make it back to an ocean and lake in, a fishbowl, and in the fishbowl, but sometimes if you crack it and then get in, then it still works even better. You get even better. So one good thing about it is the graphics. The graphics are the best. The graphics are they're really good. Think about this one game that you enjoy that has good graphics. The graphics in this are probably better. And one bad thing about it is it's the difficulty. It's so hard. You should try it if you want to rage, but you shouldn't try it if you don't want to rage, but it's still really good graphics and difficulty. It's still a good game, but the difficulty is really hard. You should definitely not try it if you don't want to rage. So yeah, the graphics, I already talked about it, it's really good. Something other that's good is the game overall, it's pretty good, but you shouldn't do it if you're a quick rager. You should definitely not try it out. So yeah, if you want to throw your controller down and break it, then you definitely shouldn't play the game overall. The rating, I rate it a 5 out of 10, but it's worth the time to try to beat the level. I'm still playing it. And it's if you have Xbox Live, if you're playing on Xbox, then you should buy it. Hit download it. Because it's free if you get it on Xbox Live. And if you buy it, it's not worth the money then. So please don't buy it then. So it's just a waste of money. And you will be surprised how much I spent. It was free for me because I had Xbox Live. And definitely don't buy it, okay? Don't. Please don't if you don't like raging. So, yeah. A different game I do hate is, Doom. Doom is, the worst game. I hate it so much. And, no one should get it. I mean, if you like shooting games that are bad, get it. But my dad played it. I think he liked it, but I definitely don't like it. Because the game overall is just the worst game overall. Mario is definitely way better. And, if you like Mario, then you would definitely not like Doom. If you like Minecraft, no. If you like Fortnite, no. If you like Roblox, probably yes, because Roblox is the worst. But I Am Fish overall is a pretty good game. I rate it 5 out of 10, like I already said. And a different bad thing about it is the levels. The levels are hard. It doesn't make sense of hence how you get to a pet store, to a house, to another place, from the ocean, to a house, to an attic. So, you should not get it. It's just a waste of time and money. So, yeah. Definitely do not get it. So, if you want to rage a lot, I already said, please do not get it if you want to rage a lot. So, all I'm saying to you is to just have fun with it if you really like it. Just try to find games you really like. And if you do really like it, keep on playing it. Keep on playing it if you love it. So if you really want to buy it, go ahead and try it out. But I won't be surprised if you don't like it, because I would be surprised if you do, because I really hate it, and I don't think anyone should get the time to do it. And like I said, you should not get it. Doom, do not get it. It's the worst game. I hate it. If you like Mario, definitely not. Mario is a pretty good game, but do not get I Am Fish. I Am Fish is bad, because like the graphics are good. The difficulty is the bad thing. Difficulty is like, you can set it to easy and it'll still be hard, but I don't think you can even set it to easy like that stuff. Like, it's still gonna be hard for you who if you set it to easy, because I don't think you could even set it to easy. I can look at the settings if you want, but otherwise do not get it if you don't like having hard games, because it's such a hard game. Like, please do not get it if you rage quickly like me. I rage quickly and I don't like it because of that. But I would definitely not recommend it to you guys. Like, if you like Doom, definitely get it. So Doom's the worst game, and I Am Fish is better though. So definitely get it if you like. If don't get it if you like Doom, just you have bad taste in. But anyways, do not get that overall. Like I said, overall the ratings 5 out of 10. Worth the time though? That's the question. It is not worth the time to me. I'm sorry those of you who like it. It's like, it's a good game, but it's not worth the time getting and stuff like that. So please do not get it if you who want to rage and stuff like that. Like I already said, please, if you rage quickly, don't get it. And overall, it's a pretty good game and stuff like that, but there's the difficulty again. It's hard. The graphics are still really good. Like, the graphics, think about your best game, like I already said, that has the best graphics. Like Miles Spider-Man, oh my god, that's a good game. It has the best graphics, but its graphics are way better. And you run around, and the plot is you like try to run around, get some of this weird bread that they loved, and then your friends at the starting get taken away. You get put in a fishbowl, and you try to get to the ocean, lakes, and stuff like that, but you try to escape other people. So one level, you have to go through sewage and stuff like that. You go in a pool, trampoline, and stuff like that. Sewage. And then you get into this dude's mopping bucket. He chases you, but you have to get to, like, water her. And then you are safe. Hey, I'm still trying to play other games. I think there's, like, a party level. So, yeah. And it's a hard game overall. You don't really want to play it if you rage, like I already said, but Doom is definitely worse. It's still a really good game, but Doom's definitely worse. Do not play Doom. I would rather you play I Am Fish than Doom. Like, you would be surprised how bad I think Doom is. It's the worst game in the world, I think. It's like, my dad likes it, but I do not. It's like the worst. Like I already said, please do not get it if you who don't like that type of game. So please do not. And that's really, I want to talk about the difficulty on I Am Fish. I'm sorry, I keep on talking about it, but it's so hard. The graphics too, it's really good, but the difficulty, do not get it if you rage quickly. I say that, I've been saying that a lot, but please don't. Like, it's so hard. Like, it's hard to control. Like, if you're just going straight and you stop moving, it doesn't just stop you. You have to start going back to make it stop. Because otherwise, he'll definitely roll off and crack it and die. This game, you can die. There's a lot of things like that stuff, and you will die a lot, I bet you. There is checkpoints, hence a lot of them sometimes, and you want to find your fish friends that are in the ocean, so you want to make it there. And in the starting picture, it's really good, so please buy it. It is not worth their time, but it's still really good. So this was Game Pop, and it was and I had fun talking about this. And if you like it, watch my other ones. Just I don't have them yet. So if you really liked it, just if you really want to try, just do it and try it out. And this was Game Pop episode 2, and I'll see you next time.